Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And just got back from a trip, so I said
vacation.
Yeah. I'll try not to throw my throat.
That's okay, we can mute it or something. Did you have a big party time? Good time?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. It was nice. Yeah.
Family?
Saw my in-laws and my brother-in-law.
It was nice.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Fast and furious.
Oh yeah, just there and back, you know, a few days.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to go visit your in-laws. That's good.
Oh yeah.
Well, glad you're back.
Mm-hmm.
I took a trip too.
Oh, where'd you go?
Dallas area. Just hung out.
Drive?
Yeah. Oh yeah, drove.
I'd rather fly.
Me too, but I can't take all my ghost hunting stuff when I do that. I can, but I don't want to lose it and I'm scared. So I just, I'm a pack rat.
Yeah.
So when I travel, I take everything. So if I go for a day, I'll take like 6 change of clothes.
Oh gosh.
I know. Cause you never know what you're going to need.
Just a pair of pants.
No.
And a couple shirts.
Yeah. Times
your
3.
Undershirt can be your top shirt, you know, that's.
But I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in.
So you're like George Costanza.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And a couple of jackets in case it gets chilly, cold, shoes if it's raining, you know, if it goes with this. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take like 1 pair of shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to learn one day, but I take a big duffel bag for like a few days and then my backpack, then my ghost stuff, maybe my guitar. So yeah, I got to pack a bunch of stuff.
Golly.
It's exhausting to travel with me.
Yes.
So are you ready to travel with me?
No.
Well, I had a place maybe we could have checked out in Washington, but I guess maybe you don't want to travel with me anymore.
Washington State?
Yes, sir. It is called Manistash Ridge. Ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
We talked a little bit about that show, Outer Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Range with Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Super cool actor, like the guy. Excuse me. And so basically, I heard about it the other way around. I read this article on this guy talking about the hole he found on his property that they might have just had. No, I feel so weird saying that. It's just...
Well, you made a big deal about it before we even started.
I know.
It's called Mel's Hole.
And it is. Like, yes.
So now whenever you say hole, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, the article is Mel's Hole. So this guy apparently finds this big opening on his property and nobody believes him.
It doesn't matter if you change the name now.
No.
Opening, crevice, crack, hole.
They get funnier. Oh, man. And this does exist according to this guy. So He contacts the show Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So to kind of give you an idea, if you've never heard of the show, he was averaging 15 million listeners. And to compare Yellowstone, which is a popular show, they're averaging 11.5 million.
Wow.
So this guy has an even bigger following.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he basically contacts him and he states that he claimed he'd found a bottomless pit 9 miles west of Ellensburg in Washington State. So if you ever watch the show Outer Range, he does find the hole. It's a very hard show to follow, though.
Yeah.
I've made myself watch it just for this. And, man, I have a hard time it's so dark. And there's it's very hard to follow. But it's a good show. It's kind of interesting. And in looking into a little bit more, there's some of the seasons or the episodes I like the best were the ones Brad Pitt directed.
Oh, wow.
And produced. I believe he produced them, sorry. And so those are kind of cool. It's got a little bit of a different, I guess, perception on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty cool. So this guy calls a show and he tells him, hey, I found this big hole on my property. And it's crazy because he prides himself as a semi-professional shark fisherman of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that he dropped down, I don't know how many thousands of feet of line and never even reached the bottom. So at that point, he says he dropped enough 5,000-yard fishing spools down the hole that's estimated to be about 80,000 feet deep.
Wow.
And he never hit the bottom. So some of the things he said he found, And this, he says, he took place on February the 21st of 1997. So if you click on the article, you can hear the whole show. So there were some crazy points about this. Some of them were this. The hole has no echo, and his pets were afraid to approach it. So if you watch the show, same thing. Mm-hmm. He also claimed they were in talks with Central Washington University to study the hole. It was said that neighbors used to throw garbage down the hole. And after a neighbor threw his deceased dog in the hole, it was spotted later alive. It says also it's worth noting that even though Waters cast doubt on his own story being true in his first call into Bell, he basically called more than one time and he's starting to contradict himself. Every time he calls, it gets bigger and bigger.
Oh,
the story.
Yeah.
Not the hole.
Yeah.
So then he goes on to say that they claimed that they had a steel door that they installed on it that was with a retaining wall around it. So, and then that they hid it from satellites and government where nobody could see this giant.
Like, how would you do that?
I know, right? Because he says there's a second hole in Nevada, and that one's covered up too, they said. So then he goes on to say another point that he said it was that in his will, he wrote in there, when he dies, he wants to be thrown in the hole. So if you watch the show Outer Range, mm-hmm. guy falls in the hole, which turns out to be a time warp of such. And it gets kind of cool because that's where I got interested a little bit more. Like, okay, here we go. Here's some time jumping, paranormal stuff, mm-hmm. you know, the unexplained. And so that's kind of cool how that got put into that whole deal there. So this guy is called multiple times to the show, and they're airing it, and became a popular deal. This guy goes on to say that, you know, apparently he's being kept from going onto his property anymore. The government has stopped him from going on there. So they started doing research on the guy. There's never a guy named Mel Waters. That's the guy's name.
Uh-huh.
Has ever existed. But he did say his wife disappeared. So I don't know if she's in that hole or what, but.
Do they know if there's really that location? Is there really a hole that neighbors came and threw trash in, threw the dog in? And
here's the funny part. It says on here, Mel's hole is located on the Manistash Ridge, which is approximately, and it gives all the coordinates. It's a long list of coordinates, and about 9 miles west of the city of Ellensburg, Washington. How do you miss this? I mean, when this came out, a bunch of enthusiasts went out there. If you've mm-hmm. got actual coordinates, you're going to be right on it.
Yeah.
No holes ever there.
No.
So nothing was there. So he, at that point, is kind of looking like a liar. So Mel ended up calling back in the Art Bell show, 3 different times in 2000 and twice in 2002. And he claimed that he'd accepted the generous offer that the United States government gave him. So the offer he says that the government paid him was $250,000 a month. Can you believe that? For the government to lease his land, in which time he moved to Australia.
And then you never heard from him again?
Nope. So $250,000 a month to just let us use your land. So I don't know. You know, the government's always honest about stuff, so we can say we believe them. But then, I mean, yeah, no. So who's telling truth? Who's not? If you got coordinates, you got people looking, government doesn't let him on his land. He disappears to Australia. No such person named Mel Waters. But you know how we've always said there's got to be some truth to something.
So is there a real one in Nevada?
So
is that one definitely documented? It is real. It's there.
He said he was invited. However, from this point on, his stories became even more fantastic. Waters told an elaborate tale of government abduction, said his wife disappeared, claimed the government removed his land from satellite images, and insisted he was invited to a second hole in Nevada. This second hole had the ability to transform creatures. So that kind of like, And Waters told a long story about a sheep entering the hole and producing a strange creature with paranormal healing activity. So it got really outlandish and big.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to make of it. And I'm watching this show thinking they'll touch base on a little bit of this or that. And it really doesn't. The show's kind of cool because he gets kind of lost in the head a little bit with it. And it's, like I said, it's a little hard to follow, but watch it if you're into this kind of stuff. Then read this guy's whole story and his calls, and you kind of, there's not a similarity to ranching, but they're fighting over this property, because in the show they have some random girl show up who wants to camp there, and
saw that episode.
Yeah, she just kind of shows up, and it's weird.
And I thought somebody fell in.
She pushed him.
Oh, okay, that was it. It's like his shirt or something.
Yeah, he threw a guy in there, a dead body, to hide this guy, and she's like, "What did you just do?" type thing. And he turns around, and she just looks at him and walks up to him and just poof, shoves him into the hole. Then later on, it shows his experience when he landed on the other side, which was he was in.
So this hole probably doesn't exist, but the other one that you referenced, that they did they just say, "Oh, there is another hole in Nevada."
That's all they said in the article, but didn't say where. This is the only one with coordinates.
So it's almost like this is what I would think, because what show is it on? Coast to Coast.
Yeah, Coast to Coast.
So I know some of those shows, they're offered money to allow maybe an outside entity to put in some disinformation.
Right.
And some of them will be like, yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to have done that throughout the years. The only reason I know that for sure is because Tony Merkel has been offered that.
Really?
Yeah.
I like his shows.
A lot of money to allow them to spread disinformation or have some propaganda thing. Like, you know, it's fake and... but we're going to give you the story, but we want you to run with it. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Really?
So I know that's...
Why do you think that is, though? Why do you think they'd be trying to spread disinformation?
I guess they just don't want you talking about true things, you know, and more, I mean, it's easier to control the population, you know?
With lies?
Yeah. So, I mean, this sounds like something like that. Like, there may be really a hole like that somewhere. You know, it might be in Nevada. This guy was paid, or he's an outside agent, you know, and they paid Coast to Coast to allow him to come on and tell this story. Maybe there was echoes of like a real hole somewhere, and they wanted to get ahead of the story. So whenever you look for, you know, Mel's Hole, or, you know, Mel's Hole might be the one in Nevada.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That's and now true. You look it up on the internet, and it's, oh, this one in Washington, that's bull crap. You know, it's fake.
Dude. Which never existed.
Never there. Existed.
Oh, see, you know? That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Because they do that all the time. You know, like we got...
Walt- it could even be in Australia where they mentioned... you, you know, they're mentioning could, the truth somewhere in
right.
there. But
okay. Could be in Australia. That's a good point right there. And they do it all the time with... you know, here another example that there was a time when you could look up on the internet and we did cryogenics and Walt Disney froze his head or Walt Disney froze himself, yeah. Right? Well, now when you look up Walt Disney frozen or frozen, what do you get? You get the movie.
Uh-huh.
So they made that after the fact. I mean, there's all, you can come up with a ton of different things that after the fact, now that you look them up, it's a Hollywoodification of history, you know, of truth.
That's true. And we said we're going to do that. Remember, we're going to create the monster or the new thing and see if it spread.
Yeah.
We still got to come up with that.
Yeah.
And I bet you it'd take off. So you asked about it being a real deal with Mel Waters. The short answer is that there's no record of Mel Waters having lived in the area near Ellensburg, Washington. There's also no record of his wife having worked at the nearby University of Central Washington. So the guy, as they said, never existed. Of course, the name Mel Waters could have been a pseudonym, whoever was calling, like you said. Art Bell expressed clear knowledge of the area and was likely a local. There may be a hole in the area that spawned the original story, whereas follow-up tales that become more fantastic in nature become increasingly fabricated. So at that point, they're just, I guess, stretching it out. But if you watch the show on the Outer Range, it's a big hole in the middle of nothing. I don't think it would have been like that. I think it could have been like a cavern or something that you're not just going to hide a big opening and hole in the planes. It was just weird looking. And it was a perfectly cut hole, if you remember in the movie, the show. It looks like it was done by like an auger. So after the appearances on Art Bell, a team of enthusiasts held annual expeditions searching for Mel's hole. While they searched for many years, they have never been any documented sightings of a hole that matches the description of Mel's hole. So that's where a lot of people are thinking, you know, it could have been, you know, a cavern or whatnot. So they give the coordinates, a lot of people running out there. Somebody's got to be able to find it. So there might be one hole that could be the inspiration for Mel's hole. A geologist from the Department of Natural Resources in Washington State, he believes a now abandoned gold mine shaft could have been the inspiration for Mel's hole. It sits near where the description of Mel's hole was on the Art Bell show and is a circular hole that goes deep into the earth. So to me, if that was the inspiration, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He found it.
Or I wonder if even his name is like Waters, you know, could it be a...
Yeah, exactly. So I think his pseudonym had some ties to that part there. So he found the circular hole that goes deep into the earth. So unfortunately, this hole is fairly ordinary for mining holes and is less than 300 feet deep. Mm. So it could have been a drunk guy, you know, making up a story. I don't know. But it's certainly deep enough to be a point of curiosity. But it's nothing like the incredible bottomless pit described on the Art Bell show.
Yeah.
So the guy is basically, you know, like I said, he's going to keep going bigger and bigger with the story. He went adding and adding and whatnot. But it sent the curiosity enough for them to maybe make a show out of it, you know, and which is makes for good entertainment. But I'm like you. Now I'm thinking they might have found something somewhere else. Nevada would be more, I think, fitting for something like that. All the gold mining stuff. Yeah. Everything else.
And now when you look it up, you're going to pull up that TV show.
Exactly. And that's what does come up when you look up the deal there, based off references to or based on events of whatever. So it just kind of leads you into different veins of the story rather than the main line of what it is. Because if you go out there with coordinates, if I told you coordinates or my address, my GPS will take you right to my house.
Yeah.
So coordinates, where was it taken? I mean, this guy, after looking and researching, found something similar. That has to be what that guy was referencing. But do I believe they were throwing trash and things in there? Yeah. I mean, who's not going to go and throw their unwanted furniture and appliances down this stuff? And
yeah,
let's just get rid of it. And, of course, they're going to say, hey, yeah, it's bottomless. And, you know, stories get fabricated and they grow. But
and then when the one you mentioned where they put, like something alive in there and then it comes out different.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, maybe.
And then in Nevada, all your skinwalker stuff, everything right. else. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Draw your own conclusions from it. But I just thought it was interesting. I'm going to finish it this May. I think comes out the second season of Outer Range. See where they take it. Because, yeah, it is Hollywood, whatnot, but I think somewhere in there's got to be a little truth to something.
Oh, yeah.
But if anything, heck, I'm a Josh Brolin fan. I watch the show. Mm-hmm. He's such a cool older dude. So I think it's kind of cool to watch him do his thing. And it's a different spin on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the only sad part about it, when I looked it up, because I was trying to find everything I could on the show, it wasn't even filmed in Montana because the show's based in Montana. It's filmed like in New Mexico, and they CGI'd all the mountains. Oh, that was sad. Yeah. Such pretty, like, wow, where is this ranch? You know, the Abbott Ranch. I want to see this place.
Yeah.
It doesn't even exist. It might, but it doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. And it could be in one of those, you know, there was a big list of things. So you got Skinwalker, then you had like the Frog Ranch, and you had all those other ones that are real similar to it, but not as popular.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, there's another place where there could be a hole where things come in and out of it, you know,
portals.
Yeah.
I do portals and time. There's got to be something to this somewhere.
Yeah. Just another dimension.
So that's my whole take on Mel's hole.
Okay. Well, if you guys have any stories, comments on this episode, you send them to podcast13@gmail.com. And that's podcastcache13@gmail.com. Till next time, like, subscribe, and share.